Blog Talk Radio.
Years ago, the forefathers of the American Republic wrote the following: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government." My friends, that quote from the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, enacted on July 4th, 1776, memorialized into history the foundation and, to some degree, the authority under God for tonight's program. Welcome to our regular listeners and to freedom-loving people around the world. You're listening live to a special broadcast of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're coming to you tonight commercial free. I'll ask you if you would refrain from calling in the call-in number. We're swamped at the moment with your calls. That number is not for listening, folks. That number is simply for people calling in, and our special guests tonight are being blocked out by your calls. You can listen to this program at the Republic Broadcasting Network on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Kennedy. Today is Sunday, January 31st, 2010, a day that will live in history, for it is the day we begin the process of reclaiming the American continent from corporations posing as legitimate governments. I'm dedicating tonight's program to all of our colleagues, to all of you, listeners and non-listeners, to the men and women who have suffered these many years at the hands of a corporation gone crazy, to all of you people who have had homes that have been invaded by SWAT teams, who have had guns pointed at the heads of their children by agents of a corporate state acting in territorial capacity outside normal constitutional limitations on the land of your forefathers. I'm dedicating the program to all of you whose lives have been ruined by liens and levies and seizures by agents of foreign agencies, to all of you who have been tossed off your land by the banking institutions of this country, to the thousands of you who languish in prison for tax issues and crimes against the state, crimes which occur or purported to occur in the complete absence of an injured party, for those of you in prison for speaking against the corporate government. I'm dedicating this program to the thousands of you who suffer in United States gulags for the high crime of refusing to pray to a corporate court, for refusing to stand to a corporate actor in a black robe, for refusing to enter the bar knowing that you're granting jurisdiction and accepting authority of a corporate employee. To all of you who have been injured and killed and sent to prison for refusing to exhibit state-issued documents that identify you as subject class citizens. To all of you who have been coerced to volunteer your most intimate personal information under incarceration for so many years that you and your neighbors and your friends and your family believe it's absolutely normal to divulge all of your business to the state of the creation of your forefathers. To all of you, to the people of the American continent who are about to face the collapse of a currency and an entire economy which has been based upon the notion that promissory notes to a foreign-owned bank could ever function to the benefit of anyone other than the banking cartels. The program is dedicated tonight to all Americans who live in the fear of their own government, to the members of the Tea Parties, to the Glenn Becks and Jesse Venturas who seek change but only possess a small portion of the story, to the souls of the 110, 15, 20,000 Japanese Americans who were arrested by FDR without a warrant, without due process of law, on the swipe of a pen on an executive order in the land where such things could never happen in a mere 40 or 50 years ago in 1942. To the millions, make that 60 to 70 years ago, to the millions of black Americans who have been condemned to poverty and deprivation for nothing other than to gain their allegiance to a government as their Lord and Savior. This program is dedicated to the souls of the Native Americans who were trampled at the foot of the Virginia Company on the land of their forefathers, and to Ron Paul and the libertarians and the champions of liberty everywhere, to all who are tired of having every aspect of their lives dictated by a faceless corporation run by robotic members of the City of London Bar Association. And finally, I'd like to dedicate tonight's program to Irwin and Lynn and Hartford and Leroy and Roger and Jack and Stephen and Sam and Winston and all the other courageous men and women who the general public has never heard of, but who have taken a stand against corporate oligarchy. This program is dedicated tonight to each and every one of you listening and your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones, the American people, as we bring you the unanimous declaration of the sovereign people of the United States of America to restore and re-inhabit the free American Republic.
On June 5, 1944, as the greatest armada ever assembled left southern England, bound for the coast of France, history remembers it as D-Day. As the ships head towards France, the men, many of whom will die, take care of some last-minute chores. This Hitler impersonator took the men's mind off the task at hand, at least for a few moments. The time for fun ends as the coast of France comes into view. The next day, on the morning of June 6th, a tremendous barrage strikes Hitler's fortifications at Normandy, softening it up for the men who will soon hit the beaches. The night before, 23,000 airborne troops parachuted behind enemy lines to secure the flanks of the landing. At Gold, Juno, Sword, Utah, and Omaha beaches, 130,000 Allied troops would now attack five heavily defended areas of Hitler's Atlantic Wall.
together. Finally, Blog Talk Radio is back up and working. Quite clear that Blog Talk Radio here is to say, you know, you never know when it's going to work right. I mean, I don't want to schedule any interviews or any guests, that's for sure. Because, what happens if you got somebody that's, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, a whole week without, the system is down. What sense does that make? It goes out backwards, and then they want to credit you months. And now how many months are you going to credit everybody? I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just not get paid for like 6 months? I mean, they was from 2 months ago still. It's insane. Yeah, Flycatch, they're the worst is yet to come. I'm only doing this podcast because I wanted to see if it was working, but, because, like I said, it's been a week. I mean, usually tonight, I know Donnie C. does his show at 9 o'clock, so I don't want to conflict with his show. And then tomorrow night, you got 9 o'clock Lucid Libertarian there. So I sent a couple text messages out to a few people, let them know that I was doing a podcast. But, I don't know I didn't want to advertise it too much because I didn't know if they were if it was going to be working or not. So, plus, my situation here in North Carolina, I don't know what's going to happen with me. If anyone understands or anybody I've spoken to, my lawyer. How does a lawyer walk into a courtroom or how does he plead guilty beforehand without you even knowing? How does he do that? To any type of charge, whether it be a ticket or any type of charge that's pending against you, how does a lawyer do that? Get away with that? Well, people don't believe me. Well, when you research this guy Terrence Hines from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and you do a Google review and you look at the Google reviews, he's got 18 reviews. Out of 18 reviews, 10 of them he's done this to 10 other people over the past couple of years. A couple of people going to jail because of his malpractice. This guy, this maggot that I paid $2,500 to do nothing. But this is what we get in America, right? I mean, how many people are going to come to my aid? How many people? I mean, who's going to back me up? If this would have happened 100 years ago in a local small community or something, there'd be hundreds in the streets that'd be protesting for that guy to hang by a rope. Not nowadays. It's not, I guess that's just the way things are. That's the way it is. Can't change it. What are you going to do? One guy can't stand up right? That's what it's all about. I don't want to dive too much into, I've sent some messages out about what happened a couple of years ago. And we've talked about it a few times in other podcasts, what happened a couple of years ago with me. First of all, the Good Samaritan law was supposed to protect me anyway on this charge. So, but again, when you're dealing with a corrupt county, corrupt court, that explained to somebody there, I was sent them a message earlier, when one part of the machine breaks down, if one person breaks a rule or they don't follow the law, the entire system just starts to crack and crumble, and that's what happens. And that's why we have a system of laws and rules and procedures. And if they're not followed, the system breaks down and it doesn't work. So I don't know. It's a misdemeanor. So it's not like they're going to be setting up roadblocks for me. But at the same time, it'll still jam me up. They still put through and say, confine you in jail. Kidnap you. I mean, this is just a far reach of what our Constitution, what our free republic is really about. I mean, these de facto courts that are not Article III common law courts, that's what we're supposed to be operating under. We abandoned that after the Reconstruction Act, after the Civil War. And really, it's just a court of revenue now, these courts. It's just about money, Federal Reserve notes. And it's sad. It's disgusting. There's no justice. No justice at all. None. I mean, how can anyone receive any type of justice when they operate like this? It makes no sense. But like I said, I don't know. It depends if I get any calls tonight or ask me questions about it. We'll try to carry on as long as possible with the podcast. Like I said, Donnie C comes on later on, so I'll be tuning into his show. I just wanted to make sure that I got up and running. And make sure that it's working. And then we'll go back to our Tuesday night show, our regular scheduled show. And let's see here. I had that other something else I wanted to play for everybody, and now I lost it. So 657-383-0616, press 1. I sent a couple messages on Facebook for some people that wanted to come on, and now they're not here, so that's fine. If not, I'm gonna go back to this Republic stuff here and play this. Because people really need to, I mean, people need to hear things over and over and over and over to get it to their, people just don't understand the way the system works. It's like we talk about the Federal Reserve so much over the years, and we talk about the corporation, and it's like people get amnesia or they weren't paying attention. That's why maybe it's so important sometimes to just continue to play the same thing over and 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 over. Because they just don't get it. So I left off with this. I started out with this one here. I got a couple of them good ones here from a few years ago. So we'll play a couple of these. And anybody calls in, hey, I'll take your call, and then we'll go from there. So we'll go here, play this. Let's get this going here. Give me a second. It's live, so we're not pre-recorded. No, there's no editing here. Everything's 100% live.
Guaranteed by the Constitution of the Free Republics of North America and the United States of America Republic, circa 1787. Whereas we have become aware that each of the free American republics and the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, circa 1787, have been preempted by military power and emasculated by fraudulent, coercive, and deceitful methods of economic and political warfare imposed by corporations posing as legitimate governments. Therefore, we, the sovereign people of the free American republics, do hereby and herewith, number one, assemble under God for all the world to hear and see upon each state's signatories hereto, numbering at least 26 souls, and organize under God as the well-regulated guardians of the free republics. Number two, restore and re-inhabit through this declaration the legitimate constitutional governments of these free republics in peace and harmony. Number three, conclude the era of illicit corporate governance by renouncing in the presence of the Creator forever and without contrived ambiguity all permissions, delegations of authority, and grants of attorney, real or imagined, to corporations posing as legitimate governments, in particular, the United States Federal Corporation and all subdivisions thereof. Number four, assemble upon each state's signatories hereto, numbering at least 26 souls, de jure grand juries in the people's common law, herein authorized in remedy of the self-evident expositions of truth attached hereunder, to forthwith order and conduct forensic accounting of the various trusts and so-called legacy accounts attributed to the people, to facilitate a return to the people of the wealth which has been taken by fraudulent artifice on the part of the banking institutions of this or any country, in particular the ill-gotten gains of foreclosure and fraudulent foreign taxation, to peacefully eliminate all existing government structures, entities, and agencies that have been derived from the de facto corporations posing as legitimate governments, to issue orders to the military, police, and corporate powers of the land and sea to enforce our divine rights to such lawful government as was already ensured by our constitutions, and restore de facto actors to lawful de jure capacity duly confined by the constitutions of these republics, and replace the noncompliant, thus restoring to each and every American their in-law, dry land, divine rights of birth and the fruits of their individual and ancestral labor as quickly, efficiently, and discreetly as possible, without causing undue alarm or stress, and without malice for anyone. Number 5, forgive in the name of the Creator all who repent their political and economic misdeeds. It is hereby so decreed and ordered by the sovereign people of these free American republics assembled herein. Friends, that is the text of the one-page declaration that we are bringing forth this week, to which is attached another 30 or so pages of orders and decrees. A number of years ago, I made an offer to the United States Federal Corporation on this very program. I said, let's coexist peacefully. We don't wish you any harm. Just leave my people alone. Leave the members of the sovereign people free to go about their business, and you will not be harmed. You will be able to continue business as usual with respect to the masses. By the way, for those new listeners to the program who are unfamiliar with the United States Federal Corporation, I suggest you might want to Google 28 U.S.C. 3002. That's 28 U.S.C. 3002. And scroll down to paragraph 15 where it defines the term United States as a federal corporation, which, contrary to opinions from attorneys at law, is a term that is applied to all statutory law because you cannot use a term differently in one statute than in another. U.S. Inc. is the actual institution that hides under the disguise of the democracy that has preempted the lawful American Republic and the state republics since 1861. For all you members of the Private Bar Association listening tonight who somehow need the opinions of your colleagues to prove to yourself what you already know in your heart, let me refer you respectfully to Hooven and Allison Company versus EVAT. The authority is 324 U.S. 652. Clearfield Trust Company versus United States, 318 U.S. 363 through 371. And, of course, the dissenting opinion of Justice John Harlan in Downs versus Bidwell, 182 U.S. 244. Those are all citations of the de facto United States Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to the de jure institution, the one Supreme Court. Excuse me. Anyway, for the rest of the audience who are not attorneys at law, I do apologize for giving even the slightest attention, the slightest energy to private corporate regulations written by and on behalf of and for the profit and benefit of U.S. Inc. Well, as most of you know, the United States Federal Corporation responded to my offer mercilessly. They have pounded on the patriot community at the federal, state, and local level without provocation time and time again. Worse and worse, building a crescendo of arrogance and ignorance bar none in history. The latest being the invasion of a patriot this week by 24 SWAT team members at a relative's house, kicking in the door and leveling their automatic weapons and laser beams at the heads of the children. Systematically, day in and day out, making the decision to destroy the lives of courageous men and women who are willing to fight and even die for freedom and are being persecuted for no reason other than refusing to pray to a corporate institution. For those of you who are non-attorneys, understand that when you submit papers to the de facto courts, they actually expect you to say under the section requesting relief, I pray to this court. There's not a Christian amongst you who doesn't understand the evil of that statement, and yet not an attorney amongst you who has ever thought about it twice. Our colleagues have been willing and ready to stand for, and in some cases, die for freedom, real freedom, not the lip service, knee-jerk freedom that populates the televisions, that fills the mouths of talking heads all over the airwaves, that authorizes its corporate agents to kill you, yes, kill you if necessary, on the roads and byways of America if you should refuse to exhibit a state-issued piece of ID, a simple piece of paper that confesses you're a subject class citizen. Refuse that and expect to have your window blasted out, dragged out, pounded on the ground, and possibly killed. Not the kind of freedom that indict.
Yeah. How true is that? How true is that statement right there? Oh, well, you know, they're just doing their job. Yeah. Okay. Here's a part three here.
Here's the bar. No, sir. Our colleagues have been willing to stand, fight for, and die for human freedom. Not the kind of freedom that classifies its own people as legal fiction entities in their books and records, distinct and apart from the living man and mocking his or her name. Not the kind of freedom that classifies you as terrorists under Section 802 of the Patriot Act by reclassifying you as a special class of legal fiction subject known as a U.S. person. Not the kind of freedom that forces you to confess to being a United States person simply to be permitted to place your money in safekeeping at a bank. Not the kind of freedom that has incarcerated millions of people and a greater percentage of the population than any nation on earth. Not the kind of freedom that supports banking institutions whose own books demonstrate that you are the source of the funds you purportedly borrow from them. When you sign the promissory note, they deposit it on their books as an asset. They loan you back their own funds. They understand their own regulation state. They are not permitted to loan funds from their deposits, nor loan their own credit. And then they hide the journals, and the judges are complicit in not enforcing them or forcing them to bring forth those journals into court. Not the kind of freedom that sends your tax dollars to foreign money predators to fund your own enslavement. Not the kind of freedom that condemns you to the secret life of being a tenant on your own land according to your own deed, and that sends elderly, blind people, infirm people, helpless people to jail at the request of the banking institutions of this country. No, my friends, not the kind of freedom that secretly replaced law with equity in 1933 without a whimper from the federal judges. Not the kind of freedom that requires state permission to be married in the form of a marriage license, permission to travel in the form of a driver's license, state permission to conduct business, your occupation, bring food and money home to your family by requiring you to sign up as a legal fiction subject class citizen on a business license subject to their rules and regulations. Clearly, the United States Federal Corporation has not changed its ways since my offer of 3 or 4 years earlier.
All right. Let me take this caller here. Let's see here. All right, 330, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I saw his number up there. I thought it was yours, so I didn't want to make you wait too long.
Well, that's all right. I'm just sitting here listening. I don't know if you read the rest of my messages I sent you. Yeah, I've come across some extremely, let's just put it this way. We wonder for a long time who these people are because we know that the Bible states they are not Jews but claim to be. But we never get a definition of who they actually are. I just got off a phone call with someone that's directly involved with UC Davis, you know, the college out in California. And
yeah.
They have found it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know they're associated with evil. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They actually meet up with the Khazarians. They're not the Khazarians. They're not them. Well, I'm talking direct descendants from Iran. They are Iranian, 100%. That is
that's what
he
said.
The Bible says
the Antichrist will be of that. But the Antichrist, actually, that's what the Bible says. He'll be a descendant of that from there.
These people in this genealogy department that I've been talking with, the stuff that we think we already know we've been lied to so much, this took me down another 5-year rabbit hole because of the lineage of people, because everybody, I look at it this way. When you see skin tone, like when you see a white person, they either have a dark complexion or they're pale white, you can basically tell where they're, I guess would be, subject to the sunlight.
Yep.
Italians are dark complexion. Every Italian person I know has a fair, they can't get sunburned easy. Not like us.
Yeah, especially ones from Italy. Yeah.
Guess what Italians are?
Well, they're from I thought they were mixed with Hannibal. I thought they were mixed with Hannibal.
Iranian. I swear to God.
Part of Italians. They're Latin, right? They're part of that.
Yeah.
So what are Iranians? What are they, Latin?
It's hard to say because when you talk about where they're talking about how they come from Asia, because that's where they actually, the population in Asia got to be blown up and they came over the top of the Himalayas and migrated. So that's where you have this migration of people that start breaking out. And that's where the one guy was talking to one night about the real rich Roman families.
Okay.
They call it the papal nobility. The papal nobility isn't from Rome. They're Iranian. That's where their descent is from. They are the ones that took over everything. They are they are as evil as the Ashkenazi and the Khazarians, don't get me wrong, and the Scythians. But it seems to be everything has come from deep, deep Asia. And it's insane that these people are talking about, and they've got all these information, these charts, and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, we see Iran as the center of attention out there.
That's why I've wondered all the time, because you see, everybody wants to point the finger at Iran, but are we looking at a psyop where we apparently, if we wanted to bomb Iran off the map, we would. Why hasn't that ever happened?
Yeah, we could. Why haven't
they?
Yeah, they kidnapped our soldiers.
Vermont?
Yeah, they kidnapped the members.
Yeah, what, they have the size of Akron, Ohio? I mean, my God, they're not that big. It's because the bloodline of those people, the royalty, what is the name of that family? It's not the Rothschilds. What's the other ones that have all the money, too? What the hell? I wrote it down here a minute.
Warburg? God, Carnegie?
What did you say? What was the first one?
Warburg?
Not Warburg, nope.
Carnegie, J.P. Morgan's.
No, those are all tied in together, but I'll find it. I only got 3 pages. I've got to
Oh, I know, they are. Anybody that can create a central bank.
Rockefeller,
there you go, yep.
The Rockefeller headquarters, I found out, is in good old Chicago, Illinois. That's why you have a mass UC death. That's why they want to play this gang violence and this and that. They are bringing guys in. They have been bringing them in. They are saying that the Rockefellers single-handedly have brought in and they infiltrate America through Chicago, which is a bloodline from Iran, Rome, wherever you're from. John Kerry's parents are direct descendants from Czechoslovakia that come through Chicago, Illinois, and then they go out west. This lady, they were talking about, she's got a weird name, but she is the president, or was the president. Her name's Linda Pista Basile Katihai. I'm like, what the hell was all that racket?
What's that?
This woman, they brought her in from, she's a Greece-born, she's Greek, but her name She's a direct descendant of the royal bloodline of the actual 10 families. This is where it gets nuts. The Jesuits. They want to call them Jesuits. You call them whatever you want. They're Iranian. That's called the Farnese family, the Borgia, the Colonna, the Gaetione, the Medici, Pamphilia, Orsini, Aldo Brondini, Chichi, and Conti. Those families right there that are still exist to this day are the now being exposed as the papal nobility that is running the entire world. The Rockefellers, you know how we always put the blame on these guys, are the big guys. These guys are the fall guys for these people. These are the ones pulling the puppet strings, them families right there. Now you've got UC Davis, the college in California. As early as 2016, this lady was out there. They've already fired her, though. She brings in transhumanism. She's got 19 patents on antenna studies, where the cell phones, all your surveillance. But the problem is she's been in business and been in school and running colleges. It's in Chicago she started, and then they take her to California. That's why we have such a problem in California with all these left-wing whack jobs with transgender and all this stuff. It's coming right through. They've got them. They're pinning them down. I'm telling you, Joe, it's coming. They're starting to round these people up, and they're starting to be able to name and say, hey, now we know where you're from. We know who you are. Now we have to just go and get them because it's getting serious, and I cannot believe that.
You can't touch them without the law behind you, otherwise you'll go to jail,
they've got, trust me, you're talking about the 10 richest families that have been in power of this world. I'm not talking about this country, this world for the last 5,000 years they've been running this show.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not, we're not talking about going in there with a group of 100 guys and saying, let's kick somebody's ass. We're not going in with 10,000 guys. They will smash, they will burn, they will burn America to the ground and everything in it if they have to. That's the severity of what's going on right now. And I'm starting to hear this. I'm thinking, now I'm really a little nervous here. You know, I'm thinking about standing up and fighting for America. Well, they will push a button, and they've said it. They will push a button and level this entire place. They don't care anything about it. They don't care. They're really trying to drain all of us of our money. It's a game to them. This is a big game because they are untouchable, and it's what sucks. You know, and this girl, this lady's husband, this chemtrail shit that we keep hearing about, and I keep seeing airplanes, this and that. Let me tell you something. We've been lied to about that a little bit, apparently. Apparently there's something going on with that. In the last, 10 years, we started to see planes fall out of the sky, just crash. We don't know what the hell's happening to them. That's because there's a deterioration going on from all the nuclear, the isotopes that are getting into the air. They're found out now. Have you ever taken iron and take shavings and put it on a magnet? Watch what happens. It builds.
It sticks to it.
Yeah, and it builds. It grows. I mean, it actually builds itself up. It's destruction. Well, those isotopes from all the stuff that's happening, spills in Chernobyl with the Japan, somebody's dumping all kinds of stuff out there in Japan in the ocean. You know, they just caught them in the last 3 months.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All these huge nuclear things that they want to say nuclear is so good has destroyed the atmosphere. That's what they're – and they're going to tell you it's chemtrails. It ain't chemtrails. It's the nuclear energy that these people are behind trying to get this CERN project going or whatever. But here's – the reason the planes are a problem is because of the deterioration of the thin metal. When you higher you go up in the altitude, the worse that deterioration gets. The hose clamps, like your normal hose clamp on a radiator, are failing on airplanes now, and they're falling out of the sky. They're going to try and say it's something else. They can't stop it. They can't stop the flying of the airplanes because people just can't stop flying because, you know, people will be like, what the hell? Now that's something else that's going to happen. I think we're getting ready for the big showdown in Motown on Monday with this stupid eclipse, you know, the one everybody says it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, well, if it's once-in-a-lifetime, it happened in 2017.
I know.
So as soon as you hear that crap, just disregard it. But you have to understand one thing. The guy I tell you about with the chronological calendars on the Archaics program has found out that there's a little bit of a twist to where this X has actually got like a pinpoint where it's supposedly crossing and it's going to be a big deal. you wouldn't believe whose headquarters are right dead center of that. Like, it's almost like God himself is putting his thumb right on top of it. The company called Pfizer.
Really?
Absolutely. 100%. Yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
The thing is, now these crazy, you know, when people say if they get the jab, the, I call it the Jew jab or the Tyke spike, or I call it the boo-boo jabber. Whatever you want to call it, if you don't want to get in trouble for saying it, if you get the vaccine. So many people have died from myocarditis already, we know of.
Oh, I know.
All kinds of problems. The problem is these people are directly involved with studies, and they know that they're involved with it because they're looking back into their past of lunar astrology practicing, where they worship the moon, okay? When the moon goes in front of the sun, you have what is called direct lunar light. Lunar light has been known to alter many, many things, including the human mind.
Oh, wow.
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Add the vaccine. What is the vaccine? Everyone that's been vaccinated and goes outside and stands, because now if you go back in history, people used to go inside and hide from these things. You're not supposed to look at it. It'll hurt your eyes.
Yeah, I know,
people,
right?
If they had food out on their table or out in the house somewhere, they throw it away because they say that amount, a little bit amount of time that thing passes and does that ruins things. Stay out of your path.
Yeah.
Now, what are they doing? They want everybody to come look at it, take off school.
Everybody go look at it. Yeah, park everybody,
It's a mind fuck, 100%. They want people dead. And I'm going to tell you right now, beans how this guy pinpointed that Pfizer as the X point over Words Crossing, right at the headquarters. I mean, you don't get any luckier than that. Are these people that got vaccinated going to be directly affected from this, I guess, lunar light? Because if you know what where you get the lunar derives from, lunacy, lunatic. Because when they get nuts, it's usually on a full moon.
Yep.
We got
a
problem coming up. We got a big problem coming up. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'm glad I didn't get jabbed, but if it makes them crazy, and they're talking about they bite people, not vampire bite, but they start biting, like their biting, I'll say my mouth right now, but they won't, they're talking about arresting people all through history. If you look it up, there's events where each time one of these stupid-ass eclipses happens, the next day, and then from there on, when they have to go arrest somebody for being out of control, they won't stop attempting to bite the officers. It doesn't matter what time of the day, where they're at, handcuffed, bags over their heads, they don't stop. And they're already altered. And way back in the day, the guillotine was brought out for those whack jobs because they said, if these people don't stop doing this, they're demons. They turn into demonic possessed demons. And they cut their heads off.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And I looked at it and I said, there ain't no way that's true.
So what do you think is going to happen on Monday? I don't think everybody's going
to
start turning into zombies.
I don't think there'll be zombies, but I hope to God that these people that studied this shit and believe in this cult, that they haven't got they knew that this was coming. How is it so ironic? Things that they do this right in front of us. We know that they put everything directly right in front of us because God said you can't lie to the people. Everybody's got free will. If you choose to worship Satan, you're on your own. But you told Satan you cannot deceive the people like you. You just can't lie to them and do it like that. You have to tell them what's going on through deception. That's fine. We have to figure it out. Every time I turn around, I see something that somebody did. I'm like, well, 2 weeks ago they said they were going to do this shit. And they do it. But we overlook it because it's what they say. You want to hide something from somebody? Put it right under their nose. Right out in front of them.
Yep.
And then
that's
they
true.
Walk right by it. Plus, now you got everybody glued to their phone looking down at the ground. What I'm worried about is if these people studied that and they've known that this event, I mean, calendrically, you can know when this is going to happen. And if they knew that was a pinpoint and they built that place, I'm trying to figure out now when they built the building, the Pfizer, if they knew who they – I'm trying to find out who the engineer was when all this stuff – because if I find out that the engineer, the developer, or whatever of that land knew or studied some kind of cabal shit, and they built that place there, knowing that on 2024 on Monday they're going to have this eclipse and this is going to get a ramp up for the big showdown where they're going to try and whack everybody with this stuff they tried to inject everybody with, I think it's a bad situation. Too many things fall in line for it not to be right now. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a factist. When I see facts, I say, okay. And I've looked it all up, and it all goes bang, bang, bang. I'm like, why in the hell does all this line up? Why?
Well, Well, I mean, I don't know if it'll, like I said, it'll be instant something that will happen to these people. I mean, that would be kind of bizarre.
No.
Well, you know, but with Iran on the horizon, we're on red alert because of Iran.
Yeah.
And with
yeah.
this happening on Monday and with the global reset right now taking place with the digital currency.
Well, you
got to
think, too, if we know when there's going to be another eclipse, but we also know now that a lot of people that did get the jabs were finding out that they actually had different – like some shots, say, went to your state, and it was just basically a, what do you call it, saline water, you know, saline, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
an actual shot. So everybody that got the shot didn't get the actual poison or whatever the hell you want to call it. But a lot of them did. And we already know
yeah,
a lot of them have already died. But so the ones that didn't, if you're listening to this and you're probably thinking this guy's out of his mind, hey, if you got a treehouse after the thing goes by, start watching your family members that got jabbed if they did. See if they start acting crazy. Because at least you're up in the tree and they can't climb very. Apparently, they don't climb good when they're all goofy. I'm serious, Joe. I'm telling you right now. Pay attention, because
yeah.
I think you're going to see a massive. You know how these people act when they get into these riots and these acting all goofy.
Well, it'll be out of my area, really. The direct eclipse. So, I think you get hit with it, right?
Yeah, it's right. It's not. Yeah, it comes across, but but I think wherever Pfizer's at, I think Pfizer's in St. Louis or close to St. Louis, in Missouri or, see, I never paid that much attention to it because I thought it's all garbage. Because as soon as I heard the guy
say,
once in a lifetime event, I'm like, bullshit, I know what this next time, it was 17, and I know.
Isn't it amazing how they can know when the next one is, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, there goes to tell you, we're not on a spinning circle. That's an actual, there ain't no way. You can predict within a minute or 3 minutes how the sun's going to do what it's going to do. If we're flying through space at billions of miles an hour, rotating around this, doing this, that, nothing alters, and we don't change, that nothing changes, and you can predict that far out, kiss my ass. I'm not saying we're a flat Earth. I'm not saying we're a flat Earth, but I'm saying we're not spinning. There's no way.
Yeah.
I can't see it. I don't understand. I mean, it's whatever. But, I mean, the Bible says we're under a firmament and stuff, so I imagine a dome-type deal, but I just can't look at
a
flat transfer.
I've never been out
there.
Yeah, I've never been out there, so I can't say, you know.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I know we're not flat,
though. If you put a glass of water down and you watch it, and if we're supposed to be moving at the speed that they're talking about, you think there'd be a little bit of a vibration there. We're not. Let me tell you something. This world ain't that perfectly fucking balanced to be spinning and the water ain't moving because there's a lot of unbalanced people in the son of a gun. You know what that would take to balance something like that, the perfect balance?
Well, the ocean kind of bounces up and down, though, you know.
Well, what about a lake that's tranquil, doesn't have any, it's just a, no.
Well, yeah,
no,
that's true.
And it's smooth as glass.
Yeah.
You know, and I was an iron worker by trade, so I'm up 60, 70 stories when I was working downtown society building in Cleveland. I'm going to tell you something. When you're up that high, the wind's blowing like a summer gun.
Oh, I know.
There ain't no way we're spinning because the high skyscrapers are be like noodles. Counterbalance, you know, they do counterbalance. They got a pendulum that swings through the downside, the middle of the building through the elevator shaft. But that's just only for the wind, not to spin in 3,000 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, 1,000 miles, whatever the fuck you're talking about. This doesn't make sense. You can put something out, you know, when you take your tennis ball and you get it wet, and if you throw it, you can see it spin out. You know how it slings everything?
Yeah, yeah, yep, yeah.
The farther it slings, the more unstable it becomes. So the center would have to be spinning. You couldn't keep all that together. I think it's all magnetism is what I think it is. It's got something to do with magnets. Magnets are
the North Pole, South Pole, I don't know. See, really, that shouldn't concern us anyway, you know, because, look, I mean, I don't even know if anybody's really been to the moon like they claim they have. I don't buy that. You know?
Well, yeah, the
only
thing
so.
I say now is if they went to the moon, I'd like to know why. If that was such an incredible feat to do what they did, and they save every piece of paper that comes from every jack-off that wrote something in this world, why did they lose all the documentation and the directions on how to get back there if it was so important? How did they just lose it? Come on,
why haven't we been back? Why haven't we gone back?
Exactly. Because they ain't never been there, and they sent two shuttles, and those people, they tried to punch a hole through there, and that's Hillary Clinton's own words. They are trying to punch a hole through the firmament because these are the people that want to direct bloodlines from Babylon, Iran, wherever the hell they're from, that want to build Babylon, the tower, and go up there and kill God. That's what they want to do. That's the mentality of the Luciferians. People don't look at it like that. Yeah. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to send rockets up to punch a hole through it. They can't stand God.
They can't stand God at all.
That's right.
I can't believe I just dropped that. Son of a gun. Hey, damn speakers, man. No, your damn speakers, they keep coming undone. They don't give you enough wire, you know. But anyway, because everything's all planned out when you buy it. Everything's marketed out, so you can't buy it. You know, you can't get a deal on it. Everything's figured out right to the freaking, you know.
Yep. You got to go back and get something else.
Yeah.
Somebody else has to make money. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the pharmaceutical company. These doctors, you know, hey, they say, give them a sickness. Give them a cancer. Everybody gets cancer. First thing you think of is when you're going to get chemotherapy. That is the worst thing.
Cancer is the roughest.
That's why I lost both parents to that.
Yeah.
Both my parents died from cancer. And I'm telling you right now, the chemotherapy kills you because it destroys more of your body than the cancer.
Cancer is rough. Right, cancer is rough.
And people say, well, there's not that much. When you talk about the airplanes I was saying earlier about this nuclear shit, they're like, well, there's not that. I had already one guy argue with me on the phone. I said, what do you mean? Wait a minute. I said, shut up. I said, let me ask you something. I go, how stupid are you? I go, there's not that much nuclear stuff going on that could affect the planet like that. I go, really? I go, how many people are walking around getting nuclear medicine pumped into them, you dumbass?
What do you think
chemotherapy is? That is nuclear medicine.
Yeah.
Now, people, that's an actual radiance because if your body puts out the isotopes, they shed that. What does it do? It enhances metal deterioration. Now, that's just what you want to stick in your arm or have in your bloodstream. God damn.
Well, you know my situation here. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I'm on pins and needles as it is.
Tell everybody I'm coming down there. We're going looking for Bigfoot, too.
Well, I gotta relocate or something. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, I mean, the lawyer really screwed me. Oh, that bond there. Remember that video you sent me about that guy writing that bond?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about that because we're not under that admiralty law. We don't go by that.
Remember,
in our courts.
Some of that stuff's not criminal. You can do he does the criminal stuff on another situation. But the stuff I'm talking about is your discharge of your debt through society, like your utility bills, your credit cards. So you can't get cash through that. That's the thing. People think, oh, I'm going to get cash.
Oh, I know.
You're getting a tax credit, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's why they're able to, that's why the government's able to send out these little these cards with their health care plan. You ever notice these little flex cards that they send? You can go to the drugstore and buy all your supplies and everything with them, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, where's that money coming from?
Well, see, that's the thing. There is no money. There is
exactly.
No money. When you tell somebody you're going to pay a debt, you're talking out of your ass because you can't pay nothing because you ain't got no money. Because if you think you got a wad full of money, it's a note. Everything is done in the banking terms in this world. It always has been.
Yep.
Always has been. Your judges are bankers. Look it up. You're in
I did look that up. It doesn't say that in Black's Law Dictionary.
Well, you got to look into the right dictionary. Well, see, here, this is where it falls under. You got to remember, too, they've changed everything. So if you get back to where before everybody, all of us had the internet, knew all this stuff, where now it's wildfire people hearing about it. People didn't know it. So they changed the definition of everything.
They're slick.
Yeah. Yes. And they try to get in it. Tell you right now, there's a lot of defacing stuff, like in Egypt. You know, you have a pharaoh come through, wants to knock the face off, and they scratch the face off all of Akhenaten's images on all of the hieroglyphics in Egypt. Why in the hell would they do that? Well, that's another rabbit hole you go down one too, because that was a guy that had another. He was a an alternative mindset that should have probably not. Kind of like we looked at Trump as come in and fix everything, but they put an end to that guy too, the Anunnaki guy. He got that pharaoh. He was done.
Look at this guy, Trump. $43 million he's going to raise at one fundraiser. Well, how do you spend all that? How do you spend all that? You know?
You don't spend it because it doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist. It's fake. Just like when he had to come up with that bond, right? All of a sudden, now he's broke. I thought he had $6 billion. He was worth $6 billion. You know?
All they got to do is they got to satisfy that instrument that comes to you. See, if everybody or anybody out there is listening, if you pick up your a phone bill, electric bill, if you look at the bottom of that bill when it comes in the mail, and that's exactly what it is, that piece that has the number you're supposed to pay or pay the amount of, and it'll have your name and capital letters and all that shit, okay? Look at the outline and the layout of that paper. That little, they call it a coupon. It looks exactly like your check. If you've ever had a checking account, it's laid out the same way. Right, and the numbers are right. It's what they're doing is not telling us. They never have told us because that was the big scam. Was that they're going to imply a system where we have to get debt. You don't go get credit. You ever notice when you go to the ATM and you take your debit card and you stick it in and you want to take out $20? You take out $20, it gives you a positive number because it's giving you something, not a negative. When you get your bills, you have a positive number owed. You'll pay that money out of your pocket. You'll pay that money. And people don't think about it. This is how brainwashed we've been because it slid by for so long until now. So when you get that piece of paper comes and you look at it and you say, okay, you get in your pocket and you pay that bill because you don't want no trouble. Well, what they do is the system I'm trying to show you or turn you to is they have been running that system double dipping because that is exactly what happened when you were born, when we found out that that guy you were playing just a little bit ago talks about the fictitious.
Yeah.
The fictitious person. That's a corporation. That's your debt entity. That's what they borrow money on. That's what the tax credit based and all this shit's going on in this world. That's why you see banks can change hands overnight, and all they do is change the sign and everything. And everybody else stays the same. All they do is switch the names. It's just a complete it's a nut house with the money. But they do have to invest in their or they have to insure in their investment. The United States government made the deal when they borrowed money, first off with the French they borrowed from the French for our Revolutionary War. Through Abe Lincoln did that. So we went in debt to them. That it almost paid off. We get everything straightened around. We're 13 colonies. We're ready to go. But we're broke as a fucking joke. Broke.
Yeah.
Well,
we ain't got nothing.
The British crown. Now the British crown comes in, and you got them pushing. You know, we start just pushing back and forth. How's come at the end? I've never heard this guy say this the other day. How's come at the end of that battle and those wars with the Brits, if we won that fucking war, why did we have to pay for it all?
Yeah, I know.
Why do we owe Britain? Because we borrowed from them. I'm talking about, we call Britain, I'm talking about these are the people from that black, the Jesuit nobilities or whatever they are. These people, they're all sitting in, Switzerland, basically, or in the top of the food chain. We know who they are, these banking systems. But because we borrowed from them, our government offered our labor as token is what they're going to get the money based on, or the credits on.
You see,
so
people can't wrap their mind around this.
I couldn't either. It took me 2 years to figure it out, and I'm thinking to myself, these sons of bitches, you have to understand the banking system a little bit. If you don't, you're dead in the water. It's like you're in admiralty already. You don't have to worry about shit. You're already in the water, dead in the water, hot water. That's why all these things you hear people say, they all relate right to that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane to think that, like, if you were going to go in the military, when you do that, they take your Social Security number. That's a QCEP number. With the dashes is Intercontinental United States business that's held your corporation. You are a corporation. You are a banker in all reality. You control this fiction corporation. That's you. Your name is because you signed off. You're dead right off the bat. Now, whether you take control of it or not is up to you. That's what I'm learning now. You can take control of it, or you can be passive like we have been forever. Where they
but you can't go out and kill people, though. You know, I mean, people think murderers can get off and everything like that, you know? That's common.
They lose money on
them, you know?
People. When you go to prison, they lose money on that investment. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you go to the military, they have to take out more insurance on you, so you have more money in, or not money, more credit in this account of your fictitious body. Because you are, until you die. And then I found out after you die, 10
if you
years
were in my situation, let me ask you this. If you were in my situation, you know the story of what happened. I don't want to go over the whole damn thing, but what would you have done?
Well, I would have tried. I mean, I would try to reach out. With you, I would have thought back to where you made your first, you made an agreement with these motherfuckers to do what you did.
Yeah.
Your handler, basically your handler.
Yep.
I would have tried to thought about and gone back and seen if I could get somehow or another in touch with that character or someone he would. I don't know if you're on bad terms or not. I don't know about that.
No.
But anyway,
no.
I would have turned to them, I think, and said, "Hey, what the fuck? You know, I am. I did what you asked me to do. I went out on a limb and got myself in the jackpot. Now, can you tell these sons of bitches to back off? I mean, I can't. This is affecting everything. And if that's how it's going to be, then that's all I need to know. You just tell me that's the road I need to go down because I'm going to make sure I'm coming heavy, motherfucker."
Yeah.
And that's
well,
exactly
let's
what
just
I,
say
I
get
like,
you that.
If that's how we're going to do it, if that's how we're going to do it, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do that way. I would be like, hey, can I get some help here for the love of God? And then
yeah.
maybe they will. Or at least maybe they could have told you somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy you paid money to, I've been knocking on his door collecting that out of his ass.
Believe me.
He got a $2,500 fat lips, what he'd have got.
Believe me, I wanted to
That's
bad.
Terrible.
Trust me.
That's terrible.
That's why I left, really. You know?
And deliberately showing that's their job. That's their. They have to follow that through the bar, but people don't realize that this banking system that runs this country is not. It runs our courts. They are the courts are the banks. That's why all the. Everything's charged. That's why you have fees, processing fees, probation, all this shit. Look at what they're telling you. You are a corporation. Every type of thing that's going on, president. Donald Trump ain't going to be the president. Joe Biden ain't going to be the president of the United States of America. Because the United States of America, the corporation, is bankrupt.
That's right. That's right. It's solvent.
People have
it's
to
solvent.
Understand that
yep.
what, this is the totality of this. It's not about voting and having a representation of your elected official for you because – I didn't elect the goddamn guy that owns Apple. That's what you're talking about. These people are states as used as a corporation, a business.
Mm-hmm.
People don't, and I've never looked at it like that until the last 6 months. And it makes perfect sense because you look at every entitled thing, it goes down how it breaks down. Who's secretary? The division of this, Secretary of War, Cabinet. It's an outlay of a corporation and a business.
Yeah.
It's not like we say constitutional republic. That's been gone. They took that and they tore that up and threw that all away. That whole idea set because if that would have stayed in place, we wouldn't be in the fucking place we are now.
No, we wouldn't. We sure wouldn't.
Right. We would have order and justice where you have, and you look at it, your job, everybody goes to work, and you think sometimes, how do they hire these assholes, these idiots? You know, you see chaos in the workplace all the time.
Dave, you can't get a job anymore. You can't get a job. You got to do a background check. You got to do a fingerprint. You can't do anything. Work at McDonald's.
It is a mere image of what we are. It's called a construct. You look at not being able to get a job and everything else. Look at the government. Look at this government, this corporation, how it's run. It's falling apart. It's
yep.
not an empire. It's a corporation. It's at the top of the food chain for a long time, and then they took a shit because the stocks went to the bottom of the barrel, or people realized the $100 bill they're going to pay with ain't worth the ass white paper they used to wipe their butt with.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
And when people stop recognizing that, like Russia, India, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and they go on to the currency that we got screwed out of in 1933, and the Federal Reserve started to come in because the Federal Reserve is not a government because it's federal. They're fooling you. It's the
yep.
privately owned a corporation. So when a
yep.
corporation falls,
I mean, the nerve of these fucking people, though, the nerve of them, they come banging on my door. You know, what the hell is wrong with these people?
They're
you know, employees. I'm not even home. They're scaring my kids, you know, banging up for a misdemeanor, you know, come on.
We have already watched 180 degrees a change from being, if you wanted to go to church or whatever, if you didn't want to go to church, that's fine. But if you were a decent person and behaved and stayed in your lanes, didn't get tickets to go out and start telling you helped your neighbor, you're a son of a bitch now. You're the evil one. They're coming after you. And they're really
yep.
coming after you because they want the clergy plan.
Up in Massachusetts, this guy killed. Raped and killed a 12-year-old, and he got out of jail the next day, and they want to lock me up for a misdemeanor. You're crazy.
We got a guy in Ohio that they just caught. He's already all over the national news. Different identities. He's an illegal. He killed somebody after he returned back into America. Okay, now they got him. They could not believe what they were looking at because he's been in and out of jail. He has fooled them in goofy little outfits or whatever the hell he's doing, changing his name. And you know what? They let him go 8 other times before now. They fought.
Wow.
It took him 8 times before somebody died to catch him.
Wow.
And they
wow.
almost let him go again. And so somebody walked in and said, hey, you guys got so-and-so in the jail. And the guy's like, who? They said, yeah, so-and-so. He's in Hamilton County. And they're like, let me look. And they just heard a point. And that guy goes, that's me. He's sitting in handcuffs in the front of the room. Where he goes, hey, that's me. Oh, we'd like to talk to you, jack off. Yeah, who? How many other people you killed, you prick?
I mean, that's
insane. But a misdemeanor? Yeah, absolutely. Misdemeanor, yeah.
That's what it is. A misdemeanor. Unreal.
A misdemeanor. Now, we talked about how they change up everything. Let's just go ahead and just call it. Take a little ink pen and scratch it out. Or if you got the eraser, the dry erase marker, wipe it off your board and write misdemeanor equals felony.
Yeah.
Just change it up. Imagine the worst that can happen to you when you think you're doing the least a bit of trouble. Because that's not.
Oh, I know.
If you
I know.
Believe in Christ, you believe in
Six
Christ.
6 months
you believe
in jail.
In the teaching,
6 months. Get the hell out of here. For something I didn't even do. Get out of here.
And then they're so overcrowded, they tell you, that they got to turn the criminals loose on the streets. But yet, that's the whole part of the, that's another part of the corporation that's it's gotten so out of control is the judicial system as far as putting people on parole and.
They got to have
a belt on you. They got to track you. So you got to have people working it. They got to have everybody in their family's got to be employed by the system. They got to have all these other ways.
But society loves it, though. Society loves it. They love it. Register this guy. Register this guy. Yeah. Oh, he's a scumbag. He's a convicted felon. Yeah.
I never voted in my district to have let one pedophile live in my goddamn county. I don't know who said that was okay. I didn't vote for that guy.
Oh man. So what this person you talked to at this college, what do they do there?
They teach history and they do off campus they have their own what do you call them things when you can mail in and try to get your find out who you are, your DNA or you know find your past history, who you were, where you're from type of deal.
Oh god.
Genealogy. So they do that kind of stuff, but then they the one's a professor, and then the other one's just a he's a.
Well, Iran is in the news. Iran, they want it. They want the war is coming with Iran. It's been brewing. It's got to happen.
I believe that the deliberate tear down of our border. To let all the illegals and the emptying of all the prisons everywhere, these people that are the bankers, the Iranians, whatever you want to call them, have had contact with every country that's pissed off at America and said that, okay, the showdown in Motown's about to begin. Let them out. Send them there. Let them deal with what they've been doing because America's a bunch of sons of bitches because everywhere we've been, we shouldn't have been. In all honesty, I looked it up. I've been looking at these wars and why are we in a war? Why are we at war? Well, when you look at old Bill Clinton and his bullshit, what he got into, and a lot of people overlook Bill Clinton because they don't know about the city of Mena in Arkansas. They have
Mena.
Iran-Contra was a big deal, right? Running guns and this and that. Well, that's half the problem. Half the problem. This lady says here. they brought in China white heroin.
Major drug dealing going on there, Mena.
Huge.
Wow.
That is
Barry Seal.
Lady, that was, yes. And this stuff I'm talking about that I was listening to this call today, that lady said she was, people don't realize that the actual Iranians, and she goes, you can even put the Khazarians or those people, the Scythians, they knew what the poppy seed drug did. They studied this shit. They watch what happens when you give it to someone. Almost like a psychopath would be watching and studying you, how he's going to drug you. That's what they did.
Wow.
They implied all that shit on the Silk Road back then so they would assume the identities of people after they drugged them because they knew what would happen to them. They get all wound up by, you know, goofy, and they would murder them, and then they would move on as those people. And she says – She brought up she was the point. She goes, you know, when this thing happened in Mena, Arkansas, with Bill Clinton, and it was really everybody that was involved in the CIA at that time had something to do with drugs. That's all it's ever been about, drugs. And she goes, if you really want to go, she goes, you want to go down rabbit holes? She goes, look into why there was no weapons of mass destruction. Why were we over there? Because of the poppy seed fucking pop. It was getting ready to harvest. There was a fight going on everywhere, and it always has gone on for that drug. Because it's that.
Let me ask you this question. How did Saddam Hussein get $750 million of American money?
Drugs.
You know, I mean, come on.
Right through our own
CIA, you know,
let in the building, and they say that crack cocaine hit the streets. You know, listen, the opioid plant is crack, cocaine, Percocets, Vicodin, heroin, fentanyl. You see the pattern here?
Yeah.
It progresses. They can use it, but it is all opium-based, 100%. No argument about it. It's just synthetic, but you have to start with something. And that's what we have had wars with. Vietnam, same shit.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen people over, man, that stuff just messes up people, man. Boy, oh, boy, I've seen people on that stuff.
Another thing, there we go. Just like these people show us what they're doing, Joe. When they show you a movie, you go to Hollywood and they make a movie and they show all of our soldiers over in Vietnam or whatever, and they're in these little back rooms of these places that looks like it's going to be a massage parlor, but they're smoking these pipes and they're so fucking blasted out of their mind, they're blacking out. They're in these little opium dens because the Iranians and the Khazars, after they infiltrated the Silk Road and got their way over there, China, Japan, they're everywhere. They control people with these drugs, and the movement of the Silk Road is returned too, by the way. That's your BRICS. That's
yeah.
What they're trying to set up. That's what's getting set up. It's a new initiative for more drug trade. And they're going to walk through America to do it. And the only reason they take America and let it go so long, we got guns, and they didn't think we would have them like we do. And, well, we work, and we had that strong debt-based credit through Britain. If Saddam Hussein or Gaddafi or Schiffer Brains in Cuba or Adolf Hitler would have been successful in creating a monetary and a banking system where, like Hitler did back then, took a nation that was completely dismantled, destroyed, built it up in a matter of 3 or 4 or 5 years, turned it whole around, got roads that are still better than every one of them in Akron, because the roads at the Autobahn, you can still go 200 miles an hour, and built 100 years ago. I can't drive down the fucking street here, and it looks like a third world country, a Baghdad strike. But you know what? When you challenge that banking system all these years, and this nobility sits in this place, what do they do?
Hey, which one was that woman one with the 1969, that case? Man, I wish I had the names of those people, that case. They challenged the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and they proved that guy, the judge ruled in favor. The guy was going to foreclosure, and his attorney and him figured out that the case they presented showed that the actual Federal Reserve was a note, not a legal tender, not a monetary money, and they proved that the National Treasury printed or made coins. That was our money, not the money or the so-called money printed from the Federal Reserve. So that guy favored for them, but then a month later he was dead. That judge was dead, face down in a pond, poisoned, and the other guy got disbarred. So they're trying. There's a guy that got in trouble recently. It's going through court somewhere where he had a skid full of money and he sold it to the ATF or DEA. And in jail, this guy comes across somebody. He says, hey, you need to get a hold of so-and-so because you can deface that money. You can burn it because it's not American. That's not true America, not the corporation, but it's not our money. Our stuff is from the National Treasury. And the guy goes, what are you talking about? And he says, yeah. He goes, and he found him. So it'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Because if it goes full circle, they already found him. They found for him in one case.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. For that.
Well, now the courts just shut you down now that there's no courts of justice. Just, you know, throw your paperwork out, won't let you file motions, you know, just rule against you. They don't care. They don't care at all.
Yeah, boy, if you could get rid of contempt and truly have a jury of your peers like you're supposed to. I mean, really, I don't understand that one, why people don't bitch about that more than anything. You know, you got 12 people they interviewed that you don't know, not you don't know a single one of them unless you were lucky at a bar and got drunk one night and met them and took them home or something. But they're in your neighborhood, but they're not, they don't know you, and you're, and it says you're supposed to be judged by a jury of your peers where you actually, people can have some input on you. So if you're a piece of shit in your neighborhood, your dog pisses on the flowers, or your kids run through the neighborhood with screaming like a bunch of wild banshees, you know, they say, hey, that guy's a kind of a jackass. They have the right to say, yeah, I know that guy. Not 12 people I don't know that has a, they don't even pay attention the whole time. They don't even pay attention. Fall asleep. They don't give a shit. Show up late. Got to interview 45 of them, 45 people, you know, to sit down when you, and I, like I told you, getting back to what I would do, I would go bench trial if I could. I'm telling you, for that reason.
For that reason, definite.
Because I don't want 12 people that I don't even know having any say about anything that doesn't know me. And then at least you have some idea of the concept of this fucking circus they call law. You can actually, with that bench trial, if you have the lingo and you can connect with one of the judges, at least they see that you are, have a knowledge, and they can talk to you in a sense of their life, their lingo. You got to get in where you fit in, as Too Short would used to say. Get in where you fit in, fool. He was a mock up at the high school. Yeah. So when you do that, you don't have 12 people giving you a thumbs down that you don't know. At least you only have 3 people that you might be able to have a dialect with and some conversation, and maybe just strike a chord somehow with one, or something happens, you know, where your odds, I would think, would be extremely high, much, much, much higher than the jury, because especially with the
jury. Let me play this real quick, because you'll like this one. This explains the beginning of where they took power and everything in the beginning. Let me play this. It's a couple minutes long, all right? Let me play this.
Okay.
All right.
The U.S. State Department, in its 3-volume report on the origins of communism in Russia, published in 1931, reveals how Jewish-controlled German banks, under the leadership of Max Warburg, conspired as early as 1914 to send large payments to Lenin, Trotsky, and others in their attempts to bring down the Tsar. When the white Russian patriots heroically attempted to regain their freedom from the Jews, the Judaica says compact Jewish masses were utilized by the Bolsheviks to suppress such counter-revolution. Clearly, Jews and native Russians were engaged in a death struggle over the destiny of Russia. Unfortunately, the Jewish masses won. The Jewish masses won. The Jewish masses won.
At a time when we were perched on the edge of victory. Betrayed by the cowards and the traitors within our ranks.
Discussion, they presented the terms of that treaty to the Germans.
Germany lost land in the east, the west, and the north. In the east, the most important of those losses was the Weizsäcker territory given to the newly independent Poland, separating East Prussia from the rest of Germany. While on the west, France took back the provinces of Alsace and Lorraine, and was also given the right to mine coal in the Saar, an area placed under League of Nations control for 15 years. To protect France, Germany was forbidden to station soldiers in the Rhineland, an area which was to be occupied by Allied troops until 1935. It was not only the loss of territory which Germany resented, but also the fact that Czechoslovakia and Poland now contains large numbers of Germans. And as if to add insult to injury, the treaty forbade German-speaking Austria to unite with Germany. Her fortifications were to be destroyed. Her army was to be reduced to 100,000 men. No air force, no submarines, and to accept blame for starting the war and pay reparations. So, in the high summer of 1919, the German delegates were brought to the Great Hall of Mirrors at Versailles to sign the peace treaty. It was a compromise peace that satisfied not even one single Allied leader, and predictably the Germans loathed it. The Germans argued that the Germany to which they were returning had suffered poverty and unemployment in the years since the war, and couldn't afford the vast sums demanded by the Allies. But these arguments didn't impress the Allies, who fixed the sum of £6,600 million for the Germans to pay. That sum would have to be paid in goods as well as money. Most would come from here in the Ruhr, the industrial heart of Germany. But at the end of 1922, the Germans fell behind with their payments, and Raymond Poincaré, the new French Prime Minister, decided to act. If Germany wouldn't pay in full and on the nail, then France would help herself. So on the 11th of January 1923, French and Belgian troops entered the Ruhr to force the Germans to pay up. There was, of course, after Versailles, no German army big enough to stop them. At first, the French believed that they could make the Germans work for them. But suddenly, German politicians and people were united in a common cause, hatred of the French. And huge protest meetings were held all over Germany. Their attitude towards the Germans in the Ruhr began to harden. They tried to cut the Ruhr off from the rest of the country. German visitors were searched as if they were entering a foreign land.
Right there, you know, that's what started everything right there, where they united and I didn't play the part where they were talking about the Jews in World War One. I mean, how it started World War One and how they a lot of the stuff that happened over there formulated Stalin is and Russia was evil. I mean, during that time period, they were just slaughtering people over there.
There just hasn't been World War One and Two over there. They went through the same shit like we did with like a French Revolution or a Revolutionary War, a Civil War. You know, they had a Bolshevik Revolution. I mean, there's all kinds of shit that was going on prior to World War One and Two. But the problem was then, that's when the bankers got involved wholeheartedly and played both sides, was in One and Two. You know?
Yeah, let me bring 214 in here. 214 has got his hand up. Go ahead, 214.
It's me again, Slinger.
Hello.
I knew that was going to be.
Yo.
What are you thinking of today?
Well, you know, you're thinking of all this stuff, especially the Germans and everything. You know, I was always read that, or always read through the history books that, you know, Germany was just trying to take back what was taken in World War One, to reunify Germany. You know.
Yeah.
So.
You won't hear that today, though. Hey, Kate, explain to him about what you were talking about, that person from the college today, about the Iranians. Oh,
yeah,
I was arguing with an Iranian the other night.
Well, it seems to be now that they've traced back and they found where we've been wondering all this time. When you look at the Bible and it says where was it Revelations 3:9 that talks about them being of the synagogue of Satan, and they are claim to be Jews, but they are not. Well, we never got a derivative answer of who the not is. You know, we've always just thought, okay, now it's got to be who we think now is the Ashkenazi Jews or the Khazarians. Well, it's actually not who it is. It's the Iranians. 100% they've traced it back to the Iranian beginnings, and it's very, very disturbing to see that this, where we just thought where they have come through Asia and moved west, and just everything west of where they were coming from, they just infiltrated, destroyed, and took over. And I mean, it's not about a new world order, but that's what they do believe in. And it's different sects of them, don't get me wrong, but the Iranian black papal nobility families that are still in existence in Switzerland to this day own the Rothschilds, the big
Rockefellers.
Guys we know. We know the main names because that's what we're supposed to know. We're not supposed to know any of the other stuff because then we can put something on them. So these are the puppets or the fall guys, the Soros is in this, or that sounds terrible. The Soros is of this stuff are the actual puppets. That if trouble comes, that's going to be the fall guy. They've been in power for 5,000 years. They've shown it. Now, and they found this lady that was a president of UC Davis in California who has direct royal lineage to the Iranian, whatever the hell, however they do it, with her name and stuff. And she's the person that brought over, I think it was in 2006, they said that she actually took the job there. But then it wasn't more than like 4 or 5 years. She'd already had a movement of your transgender. Everything that you saw in Weimar Germany by the same people in another country going on right now. And they've hidden it. That's what everybody talks about. We got to find out how they get to the kids, how they get to the schools. Well, that's because the educated and the elite, and they're not stupid, don't get me wrong, because they say that lady had 19 patents on antenna communications, and her husband has a chemical engineering. And I've heard his name before. I can't say it. I have to look at it again. But they're put in place for a reason. They have a plan. They all worship the dude. Same. We know the whole story after that. They just never knew that the Bible was talking about Iranians. 100% full-blooded Iranians. That's why these people haven't, like I told Joe earlier, that's why they haven't blown Iran off the map from day one when it was supposed to be a problem. But they can't. There's just, even though there's only so many of them, a small little group, it's where they sit at and who they control and how they brainwash and the movement that they have. And they're talking about it. They don't care if they find out now. If it's so far gone, everybody believes whatever or whoever, that they'll just flip the switch and level this place and turn it into a parking lot and glass us all, and they don't give a shit. They'll do it tomorrow if they have to. If it comes to being involved in messing with their money or their agenda.
You know, the thing of it is, though, is how do we take back our country? You know, I mean, look, our country's lost. I mean, look at my situation here in North Carolina. You know, they're playing, they're fucking me over. You know, where's the Patriots at? Where is everybody? You know, what the hell? There's enough people in my community. You know, nobody's going to back me up. Nobody's going to stand with me. I can't even get 200 people down there at the courthouse, you know? I'm thankful I got 3,000 people to vote for me, you know? I mean, come on.
You know, and they've got it to the point where they control every facet of everything that goes on, where they got people scared. I mean, even your ex-military patriots, because look at what they're doing with the gun laws. If they can't take the guns, they're going to make you a criminal for owning one.
There is a warrant out for my arrest right now. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Well, no, but people are telling me, you need to go down there and turn yourself in. I don't need to do nothing. Okay?
Then you accept and acknowledge your jurisdiction.
Yeah. Come get me.
You play that shit,
That's it. If you believe in what they are, then that's what you do. You want to get in trouble, then go down. I don't believe
yeah,
in this
yeah.
shit.
Go down there. I'm turning myself in. Here I come. Hell no.
Hey,
kiss my ass, motherfucker. That motherfucker right there, guilty plea on my behalf without my knowledge. Who the hell is he? Who the hell is that lawyer? I walked out of there.
I said that's some shit right there.
I walked right the hell out of there.
I'd break all his skin, all of it. That's what I said.
And he's done it to other people. Dave, he's
That's
done
bad.
It to 10 other people. We looked him up. Me and Ron Reck looked him up. He's done it to 10 other people.
Hey, you ain't the only one like that. Imagine how many other lawyers are like that.
Kiss my ass. Why isn't that guy under arrest? That guy needs to be under arrest. He needs to go arrest that son of a bitch for fraud. You know, and he's practicing law with a license in this state. It doesn't matter. I appeared in court that day. I was there for 4 hours waiting on that son of a bitch. And finally he walks up there, you know.
Look at the people that we watch to run this country that should be held to the highest, highest of law. And they don't do shit to them. Do you think they're going to do shit? They're all in it. All of them guys on that side are in together, so they're going to watch out for one another. But they'll put you in jail, and they'll turn a rapist or a murderer loose, a carjacker loose.
Yeah.
Do that fucking thing.
Yeah, they go to my mother's house. They go to my mother's house the other day looking for me. He needs to contact us. I don't need to do anything. I ain't your puppy. I'm not your property. I'm a free man. I'm a free American. I've done nothing wrong to nobody. I've hurt nobody. I've done nothing. There's no who's the victim.
Here's the thing. This is where the bullshit comes into the too many people go into the courts and comply with the bullshit instead of saying, you know what? No, I'm not doing that. You're not going to put a small charge like that on me. You're not going to send, use all the resources up that cost probably $500,000 to do what they're doing with you because of the people who process are working.
Oh, yeah.
Sending them out. You know, think about it. So then you say, I'm not going to do that. But we got to tell the people, they're going to go get him. They're going to go get him. Well, wait a minute. Why do I got to go turn myself in or do something like that? When you guys let the criminals out of jail.
Yeah, the guy committed murder in Massachusetts.
Criminal.
Murder, 12-year-old, and he's out of jail the next day.
Migrants beat up the cops and they turn them fucking loose the next day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the same thing, not only in your state, but pretty much in every state in the United States, okay? I told you what happened to me. You think you got one warrant? They had 21 fucking warrants for my arrest.
Yeah.
21.
I tell them, some bitch, you know what, take all 21 of them and go get 21 more and play with a fucking deck of cards and go get yourself a game of Rummy or something. Fuck off.
And it was over nothing. It was nothing. I did nothing to nobody.
Yeah, didn't hurt nobody.
$9,000 in fines.
There's
okay.
what I wanted to ask you right there, Gunslinger. Did you pay them money and they know that you got a fucking source of income that you could do it? So you paid
$9,000?
That's why they'll come after you night and fucking day because they know that your fucking wallet provides.
Oh, yeah,
you
money, honey. Money talks, bullshit walks, you know that.
That's
yep.
right.
Yeah.
They turn
they
the criminals loose because there's no reason to keep somebody in jail that's not going to make them any money. It costs them money to keep him in jail.
Yeah.
Free hockey account ain't free. The taxpayer will pay for it.
Put me in there with a pair of shower shoes and a jumpsuit like I'm some criminal, man. Get the hell out of here.
That's fucked up.
I spent 9 months in that motherfucker. Total 9 months for a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Parking on your grass. I parked on my grass.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, yes. You know. I had a few things laying around because I was electrical business. I was in the electrical business. So, yeah, I got a bunch of shit laying around because it's electrical stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with me here. I'm a landscaper. Same thing here. They're on me about my yard, my burn pile and everything. They're harassing me on that, too, coming here. They're not supposed to come on my property. This is my land. Get off.
It doesn't. No, it's not, Joe.
I know.
You know
we're not allowed to own land in America.
We get into that bullshit because everything we think we are. Even when you pay cash for a car, people say, I pay cash, I own that. No, you don't own shit because I can tell you why. You got a certificate of title. You don't have the actual bill sheet or the actual memorandum of ownership.
Yeah, I don't care if you buy a brand new goddamn Porsche and you pay fucking cash for it. You don't own it.
No, yep. You don't. Unless you refuse to
no,
pay the taxes and the yep. licensing fee on it. Then you can. But once you get into the system and acknowledge
yep.
it, you're fucked. It's theirs. Once you get that title,
it's just,
buy a certificate of a title. It's not the title. It's not yours.
It's a certificate. No. It's the fucking
like
same thing. But, yeah, it's the same
just
thing
like
with property. You don't own your fucking property.
No, no.
You
get one GD.
I'm going through that right
I
now.
Say you don't, yeah, you don't own your fucking property, okay?
Nope.
Because if you owned your property, why would you have to pay rent, ground rent, you know, taxes, for something you already own?
Yeah,
I own my house, Gunslinger. I own my house outright. And because my dad passed away, it went in one of the, this house I'm in now went into probate. So without knowing, the taxes were, but my dad took care of all his affairs, trust me. And I thought, and we're going through probate, which it took 6 months, and it was a whole shit show, but I'm not even going to get into that. But after a four-year ordeal, and I finally got this house in my name, and I took possession of it, I got my motherfucking property tax bill of fucking $16,000.
Listen to this. Listen to this. But, right, and on top of it, right, that DUI, right, that he pled me guilty to, right, I am protected by the Good Samaritan laws of North Carolina. The statute says it. It says anyone who is having a medical emergency and they call 911, they are immune from criminal prosecution. Immune, the person that called in and the guy that is having the medical emergency. Even if they have drugs on them, which I didn't, but even if they did, you cannot be arrested. And you cannot have your probation violated or your parole, it says. That's what the statute says. The law even protects me, and they're still going against that. No way, man.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you have to look into that, Father, because I would bet if you look into that, because they found out after the blood test, they're going to say you were on fentanyl. So they're going
to Listen, you have to backtrack. That's called collateral. I forgot how they pronounce it. It's some guy, I forgot how they pronounce it, because it starts with this beginning of what happened. What probable cause did he have to arrest me to begin with? Now, he arrested me, then took my blood. The blood then becomes null and void because he should never have arrested me to begin with. You see?
No, but I know that.
You know?
But I'm saying they'll go back to the beginning and say, well, because you chose to take that drug, which you'll have to prove that you were actually drugged. But
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They have to have probable cause. Yeah, but hang on a second, though. Nobody saw me in the car. Nobody saw me driving the car. Remember now, the state trooper came afterwards, after I was already being treated by the ambulance workers. Okay.
Well, they're going to use the ambulance workers because they're in cahoots with the law. You know?
Well, they only
saw
me in the car, the ambulance workers. It doesn't matter. They can call in for testimony, but again, it goes back to the probable cause. He had no probable cause. I can't say I saw somebody driving and then they go arrest them. It doesn't work like that. The trooper has to see him.
It's just like a red flag gun law.
You know,
I just can't call them and say my neighbor's got a fucking AK-47 shooting it up, and then they'll come kick your fucking door down for that shit. Child services will do when you call on somebody's kid and say, hey.
Well, I looked up the case law, and they can't do it. That's what North Carolina case law says, because people have already done it. A woman on my street 2 months ago overdosed in her van. They came, she overdosed, she was dead. And they called 911. They came and had to resuscitate her. They let her walk right away. Well, they didn't arrest her for DUI. Why did they arrest her?
Well, I know that. Yeah, because
you see what I'm saying?
But the thing is, if you're in your car and the keys are in the ignition,
my keys weren't in the ignition because I didn't have an ignition. I have a push start.
The thing is, if you got the keys on the person, or I think it's some law here, it's like 8 feet. If you're within 8 feet of the keys in that car moving, you can be charged with DUI for that reason.
I understand that, but again, they didn't know. Nobody ever saw that. Nobody, you know, like I said, I got out of the car and walked into the ambulance with the EMS workers and got treated. 20 minutes later, this trooper came to the scene and said, whose car is that out there?
You know what this is about. You already know that this has got something to do with the fucking assholes you either had to deal with, you know, your handlers.
Yeah, I know.
Or You're running against a motherfucker that's the sheriff, and he's going to fucking do everything he can through the sheriff's office.
Yeah, he was police chief, yeah.
To hinder you from running against him.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's just going to put...
Well, then we get back to the point where I'm innocent and I'm not giving up my freedom. My freedom is based. Look, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Simple as that.
A lot of motherfuckers in jail, a lot of dead ones that were in jail that were fucking innocent too. A lot.
Oh, I know. I know. I don't want to die yet. You know, I like to live, but you know, hey.
I mean,
I'm not saying they come here and I'm going to fight them, you know what I mean, but they got to get me, you know. I'm smarter than the average bear. They're not going to, you know, it's not like I'm not out there, hey, here I am, you know.
I mean, like I said,
they're not putting up roadblocks for me, you know.
No, but they will eventually.
Well, I'll be disguised. I'll be an old 90-year-old man walking with a cane every time I leave my home.
I got a buddy of mine, a U.S. Marshal, and he tells me, he goes, you know, some of the shit that I see, he goes, we stop people, and we know that they're wanted. They have a warrant. We turn them loose. There's no sense in processing them to get turned loose again. So, I mean, you're dumbing up the system. He goes, but depending upon what you've done, sure. You know, if you're a wanted felon, you know, out running and murdering and rape or whatever you're doing. I don't think you should go to jail. I think that'll fucking shoot you on sight anymore.
I'm not out there hurting nobody. I'm not out there doing anything wrong. You know, I mind my own business. You know, I mean, this is just ridiculous.
It's a fucking problem when our media comes on the fucking news and tells everybody that you can go to store and steal $900 worth of shit. And then broadcast that across the fucking America and think that everybody and their brother ain't going to put a hood and a fucking mask on after you just let them wear a mask for fucking 3 years, go everywhere and smash and grab everything, but you're not going to put them in jail for $1,000. Good luck. Fuck that security job. You can kiss my ass.
Yeah. No, when I work security, nobody's stealing nothing from there, you know. Screw that. I'll slam them to the ground, you know.
They have to let them walk out the door. I mean, who wants to get shot over that shit? But that's the thing. That's the fucking lawlessness and the ignorance that we've got, the ignorance in the society that's come to.
Yeah.
Because it's okay. It's fucking okay now. That's the norm.
But if you try to stop them, they will arrest you.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
I know. And you'll do time.
99% of the time, if you aren't the one that calls the police, if they show up, you're going to jail. If you don't call them. So if you stop your interdiction in a theft or something, even as a good Samaritan, you put hands on somebody, that's assault, number one. And if they're a fucking minority or whatever, that number two, you're fucked. And you're going to jail.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have not tried looking for it. They haven't stopped by, knocked on the door. I filed that motion to dismiss. So who knows, maybe I won, maybe I beat it, you know, because I filed it with the clerk. I sent it certified mail, you know.
Well, there is one, there you know, there's always exceptions to the rule, okay, or anything for that matter. Now, there was a case down there in Houston, here in Texas, down there in Houston, Texas. Remember, you can go look it up on YouTube, where that good Samaritan was sitting there in a taco place, you know, just having dinner.
Yeah, in the mall.
This little thug came in there and wanted to rob everybody. And when he turned to leave, the guy pulled out a gun and mag dumped him.
Good.
Okay,
he got off.
He didn't even. He just got his stuff up, handed everybody's money back. But the little punk that's dead on the floor, thank God, and just handed everybody's money back and walked out. Didn't even call 911.
Rittenhouse went through that shit. You know, they tried to say, it's black guys attacking him at first, but then they don't tell you there's another situation where a fucking known pedophile's out on the street, and he gets shot because he's attacking him. What the fuck do you expect? See, these people in power don't think that the people with guns are going to fucking use them.
Yeah,
I don't have life with shits and giggles. If you come after me, you better come heavy, because if it goes down, we're going down a hail of fucking bullets. If I feel innocent, that's the way it is. If I'm guilty, then I'll put up and say, hey, I fucked up. That's how it should be, but that's not how it is. You got fucking innocent people being assaulted to protect themselves, and they're the fucking bastards. Just like a squad situation going on in the country. People walk in your house, take your house. You got to be a fucking victim. You got to be a musician. Fuck that. I'm a victim.
Crazy.
Only in America.
Crazy.
Only in America, spelled with a K, America. Yeah.
Yeah. America. Marika. Marika.
Marika. Marika.
It's,
yeah,
not
Marika.
Magic, it's not M-A-G-I-T, it's M-A-G-I-K.
Well, the world's not becoming a better place. We're not. I just don't see us turning anything around. I mean, it's just got to come to an end. And if God's true, then I guess that's what it's going to be. God will be out of here, you know, and God will be. And if it's not true, then I guess we're going to start all over and we're just going to destroy ourselves, you know? Because there's no way we can continue on like this. There's just no way.
Well, listen, we got a Bible that shows that, you know, Babylon was fucking smashed, Sodom and Gomorrah smashed. How many other times is this simulcast, this situation? This has gone on and on since whatever. I mean, we're not the first time this has happened. We're just repeating. History repeats itself.
Yep. And that's what we're seeing now, you know. Yeah. Quite obviously.
I mean,
we don't learn our lesson.
It's pretty fucking bad, I would say. I mean, reading about the books and shit. I mean, even some of the really depictive and explicit books that you read about the past. Yeah, sure, we know they had bathhouses and shit, but I'll tell you what. Then some bitches showed up in fucking Las Vegas or some of these fucking cat houses I've seen. Hey, we're just as bad, and we're doing it in public. Straight up in public.
Yeah.
His dick's off and stuff like that. You got to be out of your fucking mind.
Well, look, they have this thing over in California, in San Francisco, of all places. Go look it up. And they have, in this square, the police cordon it off, okay, and the city, they encourage it and all this shit, and there's fucking goddamn fucking men fucking each other in the public with kids walking by, families walking by, and sitting there watching.
Here's where I go get my buddies. I get my pickup truck and I go to Walmart and I buy everybody a nice brand new ball bat. And we just roll right through that motherfucker. Fuck that. That's how you fix that. It's like the mob used to do. You know what? You got to knock off a couple of these motherfucking degenerates and the rest of them will fall in line and get back to the way it was. And then we'll have some fucking civility and maintain it. But we can't do it with the fucking president being a pedophile. The fuck?
Unfortunately, like I said, just like the founding fathers did back in that day, they tried to negotiate. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they tried more than once to negotiate. But you know what happens, what comes out of the end of a gun? It's a bullet.
Yeah.
What do you think they did?
Unfortunately. Nobody talks about how many times Hitler told Winston Churchill he didn't want to go to war 12 times. 12 different attempts. Hitler made it. He did not want to go to war. He did not believe it was worth going to war for. You don't hear that. It's like that. You know, hey.
And they say violence doesn't work. You don't need to use violence. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, well. It doesn't work for the people that never experienced it. Ever on any level.
Doesn't it say in the Bible somewhere, I forgot where it was, that God says turn your plows into swords?
Yeah.
No, tell your script.
He said Joshua out.
Put the
Jews, the people of the synagogue of Satan, put them to sword. That ain't milk and cookies time, people. That's called get your fucking head cut off. That's death. Yeah.
Well, hey, listen.
It does say that.
Guys, tonight, Donnie C. show's on tonight, so I guess I'll get ready to wrap it up here. And
wrap it up.
Hey, Blog Talk's working, so back to our regular scheduled programming, huh?
Oh, then what are you going to give you, another 3 months after they fucked off for the last five?
Yeah, I know. So, oh, well, guys, I guess what do you want me to play here at the end? What do you guys like? Play some music here at the end. What do you think?
Hey. Phil Collins in the air tonight. I smell.
Oh, I ain't got that one. Oh man, I've been wanting to get that one too.
I'll tell you,
I got a bunch of Guns N' Roses songs, so we'll just play Guns N' Roses.
No,
I guess.
No, Guns N' Roses.
No, I got One in a Million. I'll play that one.
Play For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
I got Metallica, I think. Yeah, I got Metallica. Hang on, let me look through the list here.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, God damn it! For these bums.
What you need to play is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. The Revolution.
Yeah.
I ain't got all that now. Yeah, no, I don't have. Yeah, I got Metallica. Yeah, right here. All right, let's see which Metallica this one is. All right, guys, see you later.
Yep.
Later. Shall we having some fun today?
Got to go to school, bud. You got to go out.
small town.